This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Yeah, welcome back into the show. And it's Monday. That means music on Dubai Eye 103.8. And always a pleasure to have the lady with the biggest collection of sparkly hats I have ever come across in my life. Shanice Michaels. That is a beauty, isn't it? It's a baseball shiny.
Baseball cap. Yeah. Bling.
Yeah, it's sparkling all over the studio. Great to see you again, Shanice.
Great to be here again, Mark. Thank you.
Great. And I must mention a couple of your kabayans from last night. Bamboo and Sarah Hieronimo were in town. What a concert. My goodness, can those guys perform?
They're powerful.
They're the real deal.
The real deal. Talent, raw talent.
Yeah.
Because I was with Sarah Hieronimo in ABS-CBN.
Okay.
Back in 2005.
Right, yeah. Right.
Very humble.
I felt like I was in Manila last night outside when they all came out of the Coca-Cola Arena. But when you say, get this guy on your show. I always listen to Shanice because she knows what she's talking about. You brought along another great talent.
Maybe
you can be the DJ and introduce him. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, Zach Zoo.
I was saying what a great name. Apparently, that was a nickname.
It was a nickname since I was a kid.
Yeah. Tell me the story there. How did you get it?
I've no idea, really. It just came about as a kid. I think it was just people didn't like calling me by my name,
and
it was just shortened. And
I just call him Zach.
Yeah, that's as it goes. Yeah.
But it's such a musical name, isn't it? Zach and Zoot. You know, it conjures up saxophone or trumpet or kind of horn players to me. But you're a singer-songwriter. Tell me about growing up in Peterborough, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah,
so just north of Cambridge in the UK. Uh-huh. I grew up. I've actually grown up in quite a few places over the world. I actually grew up for the first 5 or 6 years in Saudi Arabia. My dad was an RAF guy, so
yeah.
I started off music. I played in my first band when I was 11 years old.
What was the name of the band?
Russell's Blood. it was a youth club we used to practice in.
Russell's Blood.
You can probably guess where the name come from somewhere. But just one of those random names.
And what kind of stuff was Russell's Blood playing?
I started off doing things like AC/DC and we were playing Black Sabbath and AC/DC.
Oh, so heavy duty.
Heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
Yeah. And so was that your musical taste always, or did it kind of mature as years went on?
I have such an eclectic music taste. I've always been a rock guy, and blues, but I listen to everything. I love drum and bass and dubstep and EDM,
really?
Stuff like that. And rap, I'm a massive lyrical person, so rap is a big thing of what I love. I love wordplay and stuff like that. So I've done quite a few little collabs back in the UK with rappers.
Have you really?
Or online on my social media whenever you.
Yeah, I've got to say, you do look the part with great hair and, you know, all the kind of artwork knocking around there. What brought you to Dubai? How did you first come?
I came home. My dad lives over here.
My dad lived
over here for a number of years, and he's been trying to get me to come over for years. And I was just in a stage of my life in the UK where I thought, why not? So I came over here. I'm also a design engineer as well as a musician. So I came over here.
I'm impressed.
I work with yachts. So
not designing them.
Yeah, yeah. So that tends to be.
What do you do on the side? Well, actually, I design yachts.
Yeah,
as well as singing songs.
It's quite a funny story because when I have two little boys in the UK, and when I was in the UK, I was working for a motorsport company. So it was like when my son was going to school, he's like, well, by day, my daddy designs race cars, and by night, he's a rock star. So it's great. But they've taken me over already. They're both musicians.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah, they're great. They're absolutely killing it.
So it's really pushed through the bloodline.
It is, definitely so.
Yeah. So you're doing quite a few gigs around town, which we'll get to in a moment, but you brought your guitar along.
I haven't.
You're going to do as a tune,
yeah,
a little tune. What have you chosen to do?
This is actually, you had Junior on last week, so obviously we mentioned Junior earlier, and Junior's asked me to do this song. So,
Junior Brown.
Yeah, Junior Brown. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so Junior's requested this.
He has requested this one, yes. Yeah, so
well, say
to
hi
Junior.
To Junior, and this is your tune. If we like it, it's all down to Junior Brown. Take it away once again, live on Dubai Eye 103.8. This is Zach Zoot.
Put on my blue sweet shoes and I boarded a plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta blues. And not pouring me. WC hand there, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking to Memphis, walking with my feet and feet I feel. Walking to Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to get to Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. And now security did not see him, they just hovered round his tomb. 'Cause there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. I would walk into Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking to Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table, they've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, glad to see you. When you have a God, a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer from Memphis. The Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I will do a little number. And I said I'm with all my mind. She said, tell me are you a Christian child? I said, man, I am tonight. I'm walking my Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. I'm walking my Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded a plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Oh, right, Zach, absolutely spot on. Where's the golden buzzer? I want to hit that and get all those golden things.
I want him in my team.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. And I'll tell you what, the only person ever to come in this studio to outdo Shanice when it comes to the earrings.
Those are
scorching earrings, man. We're going to come back. We're going to hear a little bit more from Zach. We're also going to find out a little bit about a brand new venue where Shanice is going to be heading over. That's all coming up right here on The Night Shift.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Hey, welcome back. We have vocalist Shanice Michaels with us, and she can certainly spot a talent when she sees one, and brought one in tonight in Zach Zoot. Once again, Zach, that version of Mark Cohen, wasn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Is he one of your favourite kind of singer-songwriters?
It was actually the first song I ever learnt to sing and play acoustic guitar started learning, yeah. So my dad and my mum were both musicians when I was growing up, so I grew up around a lot of that sort of
Me about the stuff that they were playing in the house and you were listening to. What was going into those ears?
It's everything, really. Anything from Van Halen to Joan Jett or Natalie Imbruglia, all that sort of stuff. They used to gig in a band in Saudi and do like sort of 60, 70 covers a night.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So. Well, yeah, many years ago now, sort of in the early 90s.
Sounds like a rocking household.
yeah, definitely so.
Doesn't it?
It does reflect, yeah.
And material, your own material, do you write anything?
Yeah. I can play one of my own ones tonight if you like.
It's entirely up to you. See. It would be nice to perhaps hear an original as well. Where do you play around town?
So currently I'm playing Friday nights with a guy called Randy. So there's a duo at Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, Randy the guitarist.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I know,
yeah.
Randy.
Yeah,
so Villamore Hernandez.
Yes. So yeah, me and Randy play every Friday night at Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, nice.
And then I've just got a new gig that I'm starting this week, which is at Sienna Clubhouse, which is in Business Bay, like a rooftop bar.
Cool.
So that should be a nice one.
Right. Well, I can virtually hop and skip to the Hard Rock Cafe, so yeah. I'll certainly come and see you one of these Friday nights.
Amazing.
Shanice, tell me about this new place that you're going to be performing at a bit later on.
Yeah, tonight is a soft opening and a jam night every Monday in Raha Grand Hotel.
Raha
Grand Hotel in Murakabat.
Okay.
It's a brand new music bar called Tribo de Wata.
Is that a Filipino?
Enchanted forest. Tribe, something like that.
Enchanted forest.
Tribe.
And of course, you've also got your
regular
jazz at Peace Express.
So yeah, a big announcement, because from Wednesday, we've changed it now to every Tuesday night, jam, Peace Express, Business Bay.
All right.
And then Friday nights, of course, Cheeky Camel and the Taj every Saturday night for that.
And if we want to take part in this jam, do we have to register ahead, or
up? They've eased down on that one now, so jam night open for everybody, all musicians, all hungry musicians, right, want to be on stage and perform.
So I can turn up with my little harmonica and
Mark, I've been waiting.
Our producer Jency has come up with a couple of questions for you. Zach, if you could travel to any musical era,
wow,
which one do you think it would be? Would you be a 60s guy? Would it be even further back? Maybe Rat Pack jazz stuff, or perhaps
I think
rock?
It would be, I think 60s would be, I've always, every time I've watched something like I watched the Rod Stewart documentary, one of the BBC Panorama things a couple of years ago, and just, it just seems that like that's just so me, how I've been as a musician over the years, like turning up to different places, and I just love the idea of how you'd meet Pete Townsend in a bar randomly, Rod Stewart would be there. I've always said that if I was born in the 60s, I would either be extremely famous or dead by now, one of the two.
Yeah, so like his long John Baldry days, and Rod Stewart, of course, his early Faces days. Sounds like it'd be right up your alley. What about instruments? If you didn't play guitar, have you got a fave instrument?
Guitar. To be honest, I'm a front man. I've been the front man in bands for many years, whether that's rock bands, metal bands, I've sang with blues bands, or everything pretty much. I'm a performer at heart. I'm a front man. But I only started playing guitar, so it's only the last sort of 4 or 5 years that I've been really as a solo artist, to speak.
Before that, you're out there selling the songs.
I was
Move Like Jagger. Have you got the moves?
Very much, not necessarily a dancer, but I'm all across the stage, out in the crowd, that sort of thing.
Tell me about your first ever gig.
First ever gig. I remember exactly where it was. Actually, it was in a bar in Peterborough called the Eight Bells Pub, which was a typical sort of biker pub. And we supported the guitarist in my first band, this Russell's Blood Band.
Yeah.
His dad was the bass player of a very well-known sort of heavy rock, 80s rock sort of band.
Yeah.
And we supported them. So that was, I think I was 12 when I first
12?
Band. Yeah, 12.
You shouldn't have been in
we shouldn't have been in there. We had to start before, and we got kicked out before 9 o'clock. It was quite daunting. You can imagine having a load of big burly bikers stood in front of you at your first gig, and I've obviously got, at that point, my voice had not broken yet. I'm singing AC/DC and that sort of thing.
When you saw that crowd, that you'd go up to falsetto, wouldn't you?
No, that's great.
So you're going to do another song for us. What have you decided?
I'm going to do an original. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to give it a go. I haven't played original stuff in a while, but I thought, as you mentioned.
Let's do an original. Once again, he is live on The Night Shift. This is Zach Zoots.
It's a song called Self-Made Man. If I asked you to smile and I do, it's not because I'm happy, because I gave you my all, you threw it straight back at me. All I've got is a smile and space in which you left me. Just you and the world's left yet to get me. Got no sense of this right or wrong. Sole purpose in life to be part of their song. You took me kicking and screaming, living life with no meaning. Whole scene is repeating on me. Living life at the limit, cause you haven't been in it, cause you knew your sins wouldn't come cheap.
to what you've got. Admittedly, it's not a lot, but you're a self-made man. Yeah, you're a self-made man. Let go of all you've lost. You set it out with all you've got, but you're a self-made man. Yeah, you're a self-made man. More than months, like 2 years for me to realize where the roots and the soul caused and by demise. Every path we took needed a compromise. Now I walk alone, so out of sight. If I cared, I'd rescue you. My life would change based on what you do. Now you can see that I'm stronger. I no longer belong. I've grown these walls you put around me. Living life at the limit since you haven't been needed, cause you knew your sins wouldn't come cheap. To what you've got. Admittedly, it's not a lot, but you're a self-made man. Yeah, you're a self-made man. Let go of all you've lost. You set it out with all you've got, but you're a self-made man. Yeah, you're a self-made man. You're a self-made man.
Tell you what, your voice is. I think you've been eating some of that Bicol Express from Shanice.
Thank you.
Lovely rasp in that voice, and great. Have you got many more compositions like that?
I do. It's surprising. However long I've been actually performing as a musician, I've never actually fully released my own
material.
I have loads
really?
And loads. But I'm just so much. When it gets to recording, I'm so perfectionist about it, and it's never quite finished. So I've got songs.
That's where you need a pair of fresh ears.
Yeah, it is.
You need somebody else to come in and say, that's done, leave it alone.
I can really hear that on the radio.
That's so good.
So good.
I think you ought to consider doing that while you're here in Dubai.
There's many talented people that I've met here that I'd love to work with.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like, the scene over here with musicians is completely different to the UK.
Is it? I
think mainly because most people who are musicians here that you tend to bump into are musicians and now professionally musicians. So when you're in the UK, most venues, it's not like Dubai where I was at least, where they're pretty much Thursday, Friday, Saturday are your gig days, and that's it. So everyone tends to have a normal job, and it's like a backup thing to them.
Obviously, people here,
they're a musician because they're a professional musician, and they take it seriously.
The camaraderie of musicians are amazing. Oh, it's so amazing.
It's fantastic. I mean, the things like Shanice is doing these jam nights, and there's musicians from all parts of the world.
It's amazing. The people that I've come in contact with just since being here is incredible.
Yeah. Social media, how can we follow you and keep up to speed?
At Zach Zoot Music on Instagram.
Is it double K?
ZAKKZOOT Music. Yeah.
Okay.
On Instagram, and I've got a Facebook page, which they're all linked on there as well. I do also have a website that I put up recently, which is zachzoot.com.
Lovely. Well, Zach, thanks so much for coming along.
Thank you very much for having me.
And playing you. Absolutely brilliant.
Shanice,
you're the talent spotter.
I only bring you the best.
You do. And keep bringing me those. That fantastic hatch that she's got on. What a roller. We'll take a photograph and you can see exactly what it looks like. Thank you both. Great musicians.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.